are on page 3 of your service sheets. And so we begin first with the sponsors, who will be parents and sponsors, those parents who are speaking on behalf of Monroe, and then we will get you involved in this. Parents and godparents, please present the candidate for baptism, saying together,
"We present Monroe Grandma to be baptized and made a member of the body of Christ, the Church."
From the beginning, the Church has received by baptism believers into the Christian faith. Believers' children have also been baptized so that with help and encouragement they should grow up in Christ and by the grace of God serve Christ all the days of their lives. On the day when the apostles first preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection, Peter urged his hearers, "For the promises to you and to your children and to all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God may call." Morgan, Jake, Charlotte, Miranda, Alejandro, how do you respond to this promise?
We hear God's call in our lives, and on behalf of Monroe, we ask for her baptism.
You renounce all influences and powers that rebel against God.
I renounce them.
You trust in God's victory as seen in Christ, which brings forgiveness, freedom, and life.
In faith, I turn to the way of Christ as my way, my truth, my life, as I care for this child.
And then will you care for this child?
We will love this child and share our faith with her.
As the community of faith, we rejoice at this baptism and we will share with Monroe what we ourselves have received, a delight in prayer, a love for the Word of God, a desire to follow the way of Christ, and food for the journey. Monroe, you are soon to be a pilgrim with us. As a member of Christ's body, the Church, you will be challenged to affirm your faith in God and receive the laying on of hands and confirmation. May you grow in the Holy Spirit, fulfill your ministry, and follow the way of Christ your whole life long. God bless you all with wisdom and love. May this child find in you, your homes and families, Christ's love and understanding.
Amen.
Let us now pray for she who has received the sacrament of new birth. Deliver her, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open her heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill her with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep her in the faith and communion of your holy Church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach her to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send her into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring her to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
Praise to God who has given us life.
Blessed be God who gives us love.
Praise to God who forgives our sin.
Blessed be God who sets us free.
Praise to God who kindles our faith.
Blessed be God our strength, our hope.
Let us, the baptized, affirm that we renounce fear and commit our lives to the way of Christ.
Blessed be God, Jesus is Lord.
What is your faith?
I believe and trust in God the Father, Maker and Sustainer of all things, and in God the Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ, and in God the Holy Spirit, Giver of life and truth. This is my faith.
How will you share your faith?
With God's help, I will proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ.
How will you live a Christian life?
With God's help, I will continue with the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers.
How will you confront injustice in the world and respond to sin?
With God's help, I will persevere in resisting evil, and when I fall into sin, I will repent and return to the Lord.
How will you encounter those of differing faith?
With God's help, I will seek and serve Christ in all persons,
we ask God's grace to come down upon this water. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Praise God who made heaven and earth.
Whose promise endures forever.
We thank you, O God, for your love in all creation, especially for your gift of water that sustains, refreshes, and cleanses all life. We thank you for your covenant with your people Israel. Through the Red Sea waters, you led them to freedom in the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Through the deep waters of death, Jesus fulfilled his baptism. He died to set us free and was raised to be exalted as Lord of all. It is Christ who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
We thank you that through the waters of baptism you cleanse us, renew us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life. In the new covenant, we are made members of your church and share in your eternal kingdom. Through your Holy Spirit, fulfill once more your promises in this water of rebirth, set apart in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor, power and might, be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
God received you by baptism into the church.
Child of God, bless us in spirit. Welcome to the family of Christ. Amen.
This is oil of Christmas, which is oil of balsam. We sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ.
Never be afraid to proclaim Christ crucified. Amen.
And you keep this in light of the anniversary of her birth and her baptism, which is only a week apart, so that'll be easy to remember. Walk in the face of Christ crucified and with him.
Shine with the light of Christ. Amen.
Please stand. Let us welcome the newly baptized. Heavenly Father,
we thank you for the water of the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon the world for the forgiveness of sin and have raised her to the new life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, I present to you the newest member of Christ Church. Your applause is appropriate. May God's peace be with you always.
And also with you.